you know, he had presented that it was better tolerated than AC, and some people were skeptical about that. What are you actually seeing?
Well, I've used docetaxel or Taxotere for a long time, so I have a lot of confidence in it. I've used 100 per meter squared quite often. I've used it in the adjuvant node positive trial. So using 75 per meter squared with cyclophosphamide, I don't have a problem with, and the patients have done fine with it. I mean, they do fine, many of them, with 100 per meter squared. The other advantage to the TC is you don't need growth factors. And getting back to the issue of leukemia, I just read the JCO article on mitoxantrone, and really nice article looking at all the leukemia effects, so that's kind of why that's on my mind. And you probably are not going to get it with TC, and I think that's great also, because we certainly don't want to have these low-risk patients getting leukemia, or any patients getting leukemia. So with TC, there's the advantage of no cardiac toxicity, probably less leukemogenic effect because you're not using either an anthracycline or growth factors.